311. Good afternoon. Welcome to the 311 radio show right here on VOB 92.9 FM, where we hear from the Barbados Fire Service what is happening, fire tips, fire prevention tips, safety, and of course, road safety as well, because it's more than just fire prevention. And I am Crystal J. Paul, and with us today from the Barbados Fire Service, we have Fire and Life Safety Officer Andre Wharton. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
And we also have Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha Ford.
And a blessed good afternoon to each and every one of you.
Yes. All right. Well, welcome to the show. And how are you both doing? You're masked up, and I know you're taking your COVID-19 protocols seriously. How are you doing?
Well, under the circumstances, we're doing as well as can be expected, trying to keep abreast, trying to keep bright eyed and bushy tail. These are circumstances that definitely call for us to have a positive attitude. If we continue to allow what is going on around us to bring us down, then I'm sure I'll be coming on here. I won't be laughing. I won't be skinning teeth, and I'll be sounding all grumpy. So just trying to keep upbeat.
That's true. Well, of course, you know that even in this past week here, of course, this is a pre-recording, but in the past week, we know that they would have started the vaccinations, and you know, we wish all the frontline workers all the best, and we'll see what happens from here. Yes, but
all the best.
Yes. All right. Well, it's all about fire safety, fire prevention, and you know, we do have something. Well, you have some information that you really want people to be aware of at this time. So let's hear it.
Right. So as you said, persons mainly think when they hear Barbados Fire Service that that's just it. We just respond to fires, and that is the extent of our job, and there's nothing else behind that. But as the name says, we are fire prevention and life safety officers. So the name says fire and life safety, anything to do with life safety. We also, yes, comment, give our views and whatever else. Now, recently, we would have been on the road, and well, we're acting in a different capacity. Yes, I'm sure you would have heard on the news that one of our stations had to be closed because of suspected case of the COVID virus. And of course, we had to adapt. We had to find a way that we can still maintain coverage for the Bridgetown area and whatever else. So we have the officers, kudos to them, at the headquarters who are augmenting the staff at the other stations. And of course, when that happened, we were on our way to our Charles station to get some gear and whatever else. And the dispatch officer up there, he told us about this call. And of course, it just fell right back in fire prevention's lap. It is the things that we look at, it is the things that we deal with. And he said it was this elderly couple, well, elderly lady. And she has one of these new gas heads, the bottle gas, the 25-pound cylinder, one of the heads, and she wasn't able to get it off. She also had a neighbor who was there trying to help, but he wasn't successful either. And it was like, okay, that can't take anything off of us. You said the key word, elderly couple. So I'll be there. And when we went out, and we went to do the check, we found out just what he described to us. But the thing is, it is a head that even myself, I was not familiar with. It is, apparently there is a new head that is being issued by the company, and it is not as straightforward for persons probably with disabilities, persons who are definitely visually impaired. You would have to tell them about this feature. Yeah. And I think it is a safety feature. Well, I don't think it is a safety feature in order to get the bottle head off the gas bottle. And while doing this, I recognized that the hose in itself, the hose had a crack because I guess of the age of the hose and everything. And we would have gone through this before, talking about the way that you should check the cylinder, checking the hose, putting it in soap water and all of the yada yada. Now, when I went to take off that head, I recognized there was a crack in the hose. And of course, trying to maneuver, then you started to smell some of the gas escaping. So took the bottle, showed them the crack, tore it off the bottle head, took the bottle outside to take off the head. And then I asked my backup, Mr. Warden, to come and to assist me to get the little piece of rubber from around the bottle head itself. Now, the thing is about it, they would not have been looking at that. They would have probably think, you know what, let me just get the rubber off, place it back onto the rest of the hose there, because they still have a little bit of length left. They can reconnect it on there just to ensure that the occupants are able to get something to eat, something to drink. And as I said, being a fire officer is a calling, and it will continue to say, you have to have a love for this job. Most people will say, you know what, or yes, hardware store isn't open, they didn't allow you to buy anything, let me just rig up something here so that whatever can happen. But at the end of the day, we still have to consider, when I go and lay down in my bed at night, everything runs back through my mind. Could I have done this differently? Should I have done that differently? And I like to know that I go to sleep with a clear conscience.
Yes.
I think that lends to a very good night's sleep. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to go back with this on my mind. And I said, you know what? I cannot allow you to use this hose as it stands. I said, right now, what we will do, we would see if we can go and we can get someone to open up the doors to us so we can purchase the hose to put onto the stove. We didn't want it that she's without tea or anything like that because I didn't have anything to give her.
Right.
And making a long story short, Krista J, I mean, sometimes persons in Barbados do things that make us question them, whether they're sane, whether they have mental capacity. And I'm saying to you, on that day in question, the manager at the location that we went to, he's a God-given, he's a God-sent.
Good.
Most people will still see uniform. I will say to you, no, they say you're not supposed to. And when we explained what was going on, he said, yeah, that easy. I can help you. And I was like, he said, are you buying it? I said, well, we have the money. He said, you want me to make a donation? I said, sir, if you're willing to donate the hose and you're willing to donate the clamps, I am not going to stop you.
That's right. You won't stop me, sir.
Since you twist my arm, you know, since you force me, I will take it. And when he did, he was like, all right, is it a 4 foot? Is this a 6? I wasn't sure. Wharton said he thinks probably a 4. He said, well, you know what? Just in case, I'm going to give you the 6. If you need to cut off some, you can just cut it off. And he made sure that we left that establishment with hose and clamps so that this lady could have her tea.
Right. And
I left there beaming. I all I can say to Warden is like, I think I say to him, it's good to see that we still have some decent ones, that we still have some good Samaritans out there. And I mean, I felt on a high, Krista J. I don't know. I wasn't on drugs. That was just a natural high to see, you know, he could have been hard, he could have played a hard ball. But he did not. And I want to say kudos to you, Mr. Scantlebury. You are one in a million. And I honestly hope that you hear this. So you know where you're located. Unfortunately, I can't advertise for you, but I'll advertise in another way.
Wow.
Definitely. So then when we went back there and we were able, you know what? Because they weren't expecting that we were going to get this hose either, you know. Because it's like hardware is closed. They don't know if the gas station is
sealed.
They don't know if you can go down to the manufacturers and get it. The suppliers, to get it. I'm like, okay, we can see, we can just try a thing. And that's it. That's what Barbados Fire Service, that's what we are about. We go out of our way to ensure that our citizens are protected, that our citizens are comfortable, especially in this very trying time and in the kind of environment that we're in right now. So it is not a case that we turn a blind eye and we don't assist. When we can assist, we do try to assist. And I can tell you, we left there with both her and him, but as I said, she's elderly, she lives alone. So basically he's like her neighbor looking in on her. And again, he's, I mean, when he told me he was 82. When he said 82, I'm like, you serious?
Wow, that's great.
I need to see the ID card.
That's amazing.
But in mere fact, too, that he knew so many fire officers, he could call the names of the former chiefs and everything. I'm like, okay, let me be on my P's and Q's and behave myself. I know.
Right? Oh, man, that is powerful, you know, and to see that he would be looking out for her. So we not just have cases where we have the younger looking out for the elder, but for the elderly looking out for each other. And it was wise of him to have called the Barbados Fire Service for assistance, because as you said, you know, it could have been different. So let me ask you, what would have led you to check the gas line itself, the gas hose itself?
All right, so the thing is about it, as I said, the mere fact that she's elderly, she's living alone, and she's also visually impaired. Always, I wanted to do a whole check. That's the job of a fire officer. You want to call me malicious, then go ahead and use your Belgian parlor, call me malicious, but that's what they pay me to do. I need to, in order to carry out my job effectively, that is who I have to be. So yes. Obviously, you know, when you're taking off the head, you're going to touch the hose, you're going to encounter the hose. So when in my attempt to take it off, and I recognize, but the hose is bending more than it's supposed to. It felt hard to the touch. So it's like, on closer inspection, I recognized then it did have that crack there. There was a crack right between the point where it goes on to the head and the bottle itself. So I guess in their maneuvering, trying to get it off, that it would have created, a small fracture. And then obviously the tugging and whatever else, it would have gotten bigger and bigger. And I don't think that he would have even recognized that at that point in time. So I think, honestly, I chalk it up to God's grace that made us, that put us on that route and that led us to that house.
Amen to that.
At the end of the day, he was the one in control. I mean, even Wharton, it wasn't a case that you just put it on. We put it on. And as I said, this is my technical guy, because he did all the clamping and everything and the cutting. And I think he left the guy in awe of the knife that he carries. I think he made mention, he compared him to
Rambo.
To Rambo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great, that's great. So was it only the hose that was giving the problem, or is it that there's something that he was not doing correctly with the gas head itself?
Definitely.
So that people can know, you know, because since this is something new, people need to know, you know.
It is true, and thanks for drawing it in that direction. Now the new heads that we're seeing out there, again, as I said, because it's a safety mechanism, there is the black